My name is Viktor Skoupy, and I would like to give this presentation spinning test body orbiting around a Kerr black hole, eccentric equatorial orbits and their asymptotic gravitational wave fluxes, which will be mostly about our recent paper from me and my supervisor, Dr. Lukas Gerakopoulos. The motivation is to calculate extreme mass ratio in spirals with spinning secondary. We use adiabatic approximation for which we calculate the energy and angular momentum fluxes from non-dissipative orbits. For the spinning particle, we use pole-dipole approximation, and in this work, we compare frequency and time domain solutions. So spinning particle in curved spacetime can be described by this stress energy tensor, where this monopole part proportional to delta function depends on four momentum p and four velocity v, and this dipole part contains this derivative of delta function and depends on this spin tensor and four velocity. From the conservation law of this stress energy tensor, it's possible to derive Matheson-Papa-Petrov-Dixon equations for the four momentum and spin tensor, but this system is underdetermined and we have to impose another condition to fix the center of mass. We use Tulchev-Dixon spin supplementary condition in which this relation between the four velocity and four momentum can be derived. Because the four velocity and four momentum are generally not parallel to each other. We can define this spin four vector from the spin tensor and four momentum. With Tulchev-Dixon spin supplementary condition, a mass of the spinning particle and magnitude of its spin are conserved, and thanks to the Kling vectors in the Kerr spacetime, energy and z component of total angular momentum are conserved. We can define this dimensionless spin parameter sigma, which is of the same order as the mass ratio, which is much smaller than one. We confined the trajectories to the equatorial plane, where we found out that the only non-zero component of the spin four vector is the theta component. So it means that the spin is aligned or anti-aligned. Saijo et al. Derived these equations of motion for spinning particle in the equatorial plane. And they are similar to Carter equations. And the radial equation contains this square root of radial potential. Equatorial orbits can be parametrized by eccentricity E and semilatus rectum P, defined like this from the turning points R1 and R2. And at the turning points, the conditions for the radial potential are these. So because these functions are, this function is is quadratic in energy and angular momentum, we can write these expressions for E and JZ as a function of P and E. Then we calculated the orbital frequencies. The radial motion is periodic, and the period can be with respect to lambda, which is time parameter similar to minnow time, can be calculated like this. And after a reparametrization with this parameter chi, we calculated this period from this integral numerically. Similarly, we calculated average rate of change of t and phi, and from these quantities, we calculated the Boyer-Lindquist frequencies this radial and azimuthal frequency. These quantities were then used to find the gravitational wave fluxes. For this, we solved Tolkowski equation in frequency and time domain, where this source term is calculated from the spinning particle stress energy tensor. The radial solution in the frequency domain can be written using the homogeneous solutions R plus and R minus and these amplitudes. And thanks to the periodicity in the radial motion, the frequency spectrum is discrete and the frequencies can be parameterized by these integers m and n. We find this expression for these partial amplitudes for gravitational wave fluxes from eccentric equatorial orbits of spinning particles, where this integral over chi contains the quantities that describe the orbit. These partial amplitudes can be used to calculate strain at infinity and energy and angular momentum fluxes at infinity and at the horizon as sum over L, M, and N. Another approach to solve the Tolkowski equation is in time domain. For this, we used 2+1-dimensional Tolkowski equation solver developed by Harms et al. It uses hyperboloidal horizon penetrating coordinates, and it's possible to extract strain and energy and angular momentum fluxes at future infinity. And because the source term of a spinning particle contains derivatives of delta function up to third order, we must use proper representation of the delta functions on a discrete grid. For this, we have implemented and tested piecewise polynomial approximation of delta functions derived in this paper, which looks, for example, like this. But we used higher order approximations, which are wider and more smooth. Here we compared the strain calculated in time domain and frequency domain. Because of the discretization error in time domain, we repeated the calculations for a different number of points in radial direction and compared them with fixed frequency domain calculation. Here we calculated this relative difference of strain dependent on time, and we can see that with increasing resolution, the relative difference is decreasing, but for higher resolutions, we can see this noise, which is from the time domain calculations. Here we compared energy fluxes in time domain and frequency domain. Again, we calculated the time domain results for different number of steps in radial direction, and the relative difference was plotted against the grid length, which is inversely proportional to the number of steps. And we can see that it is decreasing with decreasing grid length. So it means that the frequency domain and time domain results agree. This plot is for different secondary spins, and this is for different eccentricities. Here we can see that for the highest eccentricity, 0.8, the relative difference is not decreasing, and it's because of the noise in time domain. So we repeated the calculation with different approximation of delta function, where we used approximation as Gaussian function, and then the relative difference is decreasing. Then we used these the frequency domain fluxes to calculate adiabatic evolution of the orbital parameters. So these are preliminary results we calculated the energy and angular momentum fluxes on a grid and interpolated them, and then found the evolution of P and E. So on this plot in a PE plane shows the evolution of the orbital parameters, and we can see that the semilatus rectum and eccentricity are decreasing, and here before it reaches the separatrix, the eccentricity is increasing. Here, here is the time evolution of the amplitudes of these modes for this orbit, which starts at eccentricity 0.6. So we can see that, for example, the 220 mode is increasing and becomes dominant as the orbit is more circular. This is the evolution of the frequencies, and this is evolution of accumulated phases. So to summarize it, we studied eccentric equatorial orbits of spinning particles around Kerr black hole. We derived analytical expressions for energy and angular momentum dependent on semilatus rectum and eccentricity, and we calculated the frequencies numerically. And then we used the Okolsky equation in frequency domain to find the strain at infinity and energy and angular momentum fluxes to infinity and to the horizon, and compared the results with time domain Tolkovsky equation solver, and found out that the results agree. These fluxes were then used to calculate adiabatic in spirals of spinning particle into a Kerr black hole. All right, thank you for your attention.